USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We will not stop until we find those cowards who decided to just shoot dozens of people, causing two people to lose their lives, and we're going to be here until we find them.
Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, after a mass shooting in his city, at least two people have been killed, dozens of others injured in South Baltimore. Witnesses there are saying that hundreds of people were gathered for an event called Brooklyn Day, and some say they heard up to 20 to 30 shots fired.
Laura Winters reporting, police say 30 people were shot when someone opened fire on a crowd of hundreds, killing an 18-year-old woman and a 20-year-old man. Three victims are in critical condition. Police are still looking for suspects. Former President Trump insists he did nothing wrong by having classified documents at Mar-a-Lago.
In other words, whatever documents the president decides to take with him, he has the absolute right to do so. That's the law, and it couldn't be more clear.
The former president spoke at a rally yesterday afternoon in the small town of Pickens in upstate South Carolina. A crowd of the thousands descended on the town for a rally as well as the city's 4th of July celebration. Among the speakers was South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who was booed and heckled by the crowd. A Republican senator is continuing to call out the FBI over their investigation into Hunter Biden's laptop. Tim Burke reports.
Senator Ron Johnson is one of the Republicans investigating President Joe Biden's family. The Republican lawmaker responds on Fox News after being asked if the FBI was running cover for Hunter Biden in relation to the Bureau claiming that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation.
I believe they were. I think it started when they left John Paul McIsaac's computer shop, and they turned around and said, it's our experience that people who don't talk about these things don't get in trouble.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Riots across France settled down after the teenager who was killed by police was laid to rest yesterday. French police say a quiet and solemn crowd of several hundred gathered at a mosque in northwest Paris for the funeral of the 17-year-old boy who was shot in the chest by police last week while sitting behind the wheel of a vehicle in a Paris suburb. His death triggered days of unrest across France. Fallout continues after the U.S. Supreme Court issued a pair of major decisions on Friday.
Demonstrators gathered on the National Mall today to protest the High Court's ruling that struck down President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. The justices also ruled in favor of a Christian web designer who refuses to create websites for same-sex couples. President Biden quickly denounced the decisions and rolled out a new plan for student debt relief. I'm Julie Ryan.
This is a first. The Federal Aviation Administration is signing off on a flying car.
California-based company Aleph Aeronautics unveiled the Armada Model Zero last October. The low-speed vehicle is fully electric and has a flying range of about 110 miles. The FAA says it issued a special airworthiness certificate for the aircraft last month, meaning it can now be used for limited purposes, including research, development, and exhibition. Customers can now pre-order the vehicle, which is expected to cost about $300,000. I'm Chris Caraggio.
I'm Jeremy Scott on this 4th of July weekend, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.